So the next step is making a decision. Making a decision. Based on your research, you will know if the seller is motivated or not, and if there's an opportunity to buy that property at a bargain price. If a bargain opportunity exists, then you should spend more time exploring different options and prices with the seller and the agent. If the seller is not motivated to sell at a bargain price, your analysis should tell you if the price he is insisting on is good. Like we said, if there is no bargain opportunity after you have requested for it, then you should analyze it and see if it is good. In other words, does it have a good cap rate even at the price the seller is asking? If the cap rate is good, you may want to explore ways of buying that property. If the cap rate is bad, there is no chance that the seller will come down on the price. Then you can decide to walk away and tell the seller to call you if he happens to change his mind in future. Many times, some of them change their mind and will call you back to ask for a lower price. And this usually happens when the property has stayed too long on the market. You do not need to visit the property at all at this stage. Save your time and your energy for properties that have good cap rates and where the seller, obviously from the price that the seller has agreed over the discussions, shows that you have a good cap rate. Those are the kind of properties you want to go out to see. This way, you can research many more properties in 1 week and drop many of them without ever seeing the property at all. You only drive out to see the properties that have good profit potential. So as far as your decision making is concerned, it's based strictly on the information you collect in the evaluation form, the opportunity for a bargain existing, and you make a letter of offer, not a full contract, a simple one-page letter, offer letter, to the seller. And if the seller bites the bait and agrees to the price, then you have something to deal with right here. And of course, the price you are offering in that offer letter is a price that you have determined from the software, and you know that the price is good. It's after you have gotten a good price confirmed by the seller that shows you have a good cap rate that we bother to go out and see the property. And the offer letter is included also in the form section of the manual. A simple one-page offer letter that you make to the seller, and if he accepts it, then it shows you there's a good chance that you can go ahead with this property.